spending control. The policies we have in place will reduce the deficit steadily, surely, and in time, completely. Higher taxes would not mean lower deficits. If they did, how would we explain that tax revenues more than doubled just since 1976? Yet in that same six-year period, we ran the largest series of deficits in our history. In 1980, tax revenues increased by $54 billion. And in 1980, we had one of our all-time biggest deficits. Raising taxes won't balance the budget. It will encourage more government spending and less private investment. Raising taxes will slow economic growth, reduce production, and destroy future jobs, making it more difficult for those without jobs to find them, and more likely that those who now have jobs could lose them. So, I will not ask you to try to balance the budget on the backs of the American taxpayers. I will seek no tax increases this year, and I have no intention of retreating from our basic program of tax relief. I promise to bring the American people to bring their tax rates down and to keep them down, to provide them incentives to rebuild our economy, to save, to invest in America's future. I will stand by my word. Tonight, I'm urging the American people, seize these new opportunities to produce, to save, to invest, and together, we'll make this economy a mighty engine of freedom, hope, and prosperity again. Now, the budget deficit this year will exceed our earlier expectations. The recession did that. It lowered revenues and increased costs. To some extent, we're also victims of our own success. We brought inflation down faster than we thought we could, and have thus deprived... And in doing this, we've deprived government of those hidden revenues that occur when inflation pushes people into higher income tax brackets. And the continued high interest rates last year cost the government about $5 billion more than anticipated. We must cut out more non-essential government spending and root out more waste, and we will continue our efforts to reduce the number of employees in the federal workforce by 75,000. The budget plan I submit to you on February 8th will realize major savings by dismantling the Departments of Energy and Education and by eliminating ineffective subsidies for business. We will continue to redirect our resources to our two highest budget priorities, a strong national defense to keep America free and at peace, and a reliable safety net of social programs for those who have contributed and those who are in need. Contrary to some of the wild charges you may have heard,